Yemen is ready to hold conditional dialogue with northern Shiite insurgents and will listen to grievances, but will not talk to rebels with separatist demands. Battles between the Yemeni army and northern Shiite insurgents based in Sada have killed hundreds and displaced more than 100,000 since the war first broke out in 2004. Fighting intensified in August when the army launched Operation Scorched Earth, uprooting an additional 50,000 people. UNICEF spokesperson in Yemen, Nasimur Rahman, recently visited the Al-Mazraq camp where about 14,000 refugees currently live. He says that women in particular are facing a hugely disproportionate burden of this conflict.
For an ordinary woman in the camp, the life starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. She starts by fetching the wood in the morning. She comes back. She starts to sweep the floor and clean and then does the cooking. And then she has to go for washing, whatever little clothes they have. Then the women go to bring water. And then they have these little children to take care of. And I've seen most of these families have a large number of children. And the smaller the children, the greater the burden of displacement on them. And the mother has to take care of each one of them and also provide for the needs of the husband. I asked the husband that, how can you let your woman do all these hard jobs while you just sit and watch? They said these are soft jobs, you know, fetching wood, bringing water, cooking food, cleaning. That is the general stereotype perception. They say we are ready to do the hard job. Hard job, they mean, you know, construction work or do the construction of buildings. So the men are waiting because there is no job of the type which they consider the masculine jobs.